The Gemara tells us that lefikoch ger v'goy shahargu neherogin. If a ger toishov, that's a person who has a visa or a green card to come into Eretz Yisrael because he was mekabel to observe sheva mitzvahs b'nei noyach, or if a goy is hoyrig, if he becomes a reitzeach, if he murders a fellow goy or a fellow ger toishov, so the halacha is he's neherag, he's executed. And Rashi says that this doesn't only refer to when a goy or a ger toishov murders b'mezid with intent, but it also refers to when a ger and a goy murder without intent, when they murder b'shoigig. Because, after all, the Gemara assumes that this braisa can reveal something to us about the penalty for a ger toishov who kills b'shoigig. It assumes that the braisa reveals to us that the ger toishov, rather than going into galus, is going to get the penalty of execution. And therefore, when the braisa says ger v'goy shehargu nehrogin, it means not only if they're mezidim in their murder do they receive the death penalty, but even if they're shoigigin in their murder, they receive the death penalty. This is what Rashi infers and what Rashi paskins based on this Gemara. The Ramban, however, argues, and the Ramban says that a goy who kills another goy b'shoigig is patur from chiyuv misa. And similarly, a goy who transgresses one of the other sheva mitzvahs b'nei noyach b'shoigig is patur from all penalties. So this is the yesoidistic machloikes. Rashi says that a goy who's oiver b'shoigig is chayov, and the Ramban says that a goy who's oiver b'shoigig is patur. Rashi brings a raya for his shita from the Gemara in Sanhedrin on Daf Nun Zayin. The Gemara tells us that goyim, unlike b'nei Yisrael, have no requirement for hasra. They don't need to be warned about the penalty for their actions before they perform an avera. For a b'nei Yisrael, if he does an avera without hasra, there's no chiyuv misa. But for a goy, even if he's over without hasra, there is a chiyuv misa. Zokt Rashi, we see from here, since the purpose of hasra is to discern whether a person is a shoigig or whether a person is a mezid, and when a goy does an avera, he doesn't require hasra, it's clear that this indicates that there's no need to discern whether he's a shoigig or whether he's a mezid. He doesn't need hasra because the penalty is the same for him if he's over b'shoigig and if he's over b'mezid. This is Rashi's diuk from the Gemara in Sanhedrin. Goy doesn't need hasra because the whole purpose of hasra is to discern between these two states by Yisrael, which would have two different outcomes when it comes to the oinesh. And for a goy, the two states have the same outcome. Therefore, there is no need for hasra. And the Ramban, again, is going to argue on Rashi's raya. The Ramban says that even though goyim do not need hasra, they still are patur if they're oiver b'shoigig. And we have to rely, l'chayra, for the Ramban, we're allowed to rely on other mechanisms for discerning whether the person is a shoigig or whether the person is a mezid. For Rashi, hasra is the only mechanism that allows us to discern between shoigig and mezid. No other mechanism is available. And therefore, if a guy needs no hasra, the only possible reason can be because he's even chayiv if he's over b'shoigig. For the Ramban, however, l'chayra, there's an alternate mechanism. There's another mechanism that can help us discern between shoigig and mezid. It's not as precise a mechanism as hasra. There perhaps leaves more room for error, but at the same time, it is an admissible mechanism for discerning between Shogeg and Mezid. And therefore, the fact that Goyim don't need Hasra is not indicative of the fact that they're Ne'anoshim, they're punished for an Aver B'Shogeg the same as for an Aver B'Mezid. It simply is evidence that the standard of determining whether or not he's a Mezid is lower. Now we can rely on evidence where there's more room for error in terms of determining whether he's a Shogeg or a Mezid. But certainly we don't simply do away with the necessity of such evidence. What is this alternate mechanism that can discern between a Shogeg and a Mezid? I would like to call this mechanism Raglayim Ledavar. The Tosfos on Daf Beis Amud Aleph have a discussion. Let's say that two Edim come in and testify that a person is a Reitzeach B'Shoigig, but he claims that he was a Mezid. So according to the Edim, he should go into Galus. Beis Din should force him, they have a mitzvah saseh, to send him packing to the Ari Miklot, and not to let him out ad Mois HaKayin HaGadol. But according to his version of events, he was a Mezid, and therefore Beis Din have no mitzvah, and perhaps no right, to force him into exile. So whom do we believe? So Tosfos tells us that this may depend on whether Raglayim Ledavar is admissible evidence or not. If Raglayim Ledavar is inadmissible in terms of discerning between a Shoigig and a Mezid, then we ought to believe him. Because how can the Edim testify that he was a Shoigig? The Edim don't know that he was a Shoigig. They didn't warn him. They didn't hear him say, I'm doing it even though I know the penalty. They don't know anything. All they have is a Raglayim Ledavar, and that's inadmissible. So it says Tosfos, if Raglayim Ledavar is inadmissible, then we have to believe the Reitzeach that he was bemazed, and we're not allowed to exile him. However, if Raglayim Ledavar is admissible evidence, then we believe the Edim. They testify that he killed, that there was a Raglayim Ledavar, a very strong impression was created that he was merely a Shoigeg, and therefore Beis Din would have a mitzvah to exile this person. So there's two deos in Tosfos about whether Raglayim Ledavar is admissible to discern under some circumstances between Shoigeg and Mezid. It may be inadmissible to convict the person with death penalty, for there you for sure need Hasra. But at least to determine that he's a Shoigeg, Tosfos is mitzadi that Raglayim Ledavar is admissible. And similarly, Tosfos says, we have a drasha that a soinei, person who hates, who has a nemesis with another person, if the soinei kills the person, it's presumed to be bemezid. What happens, says Tosfos, if there's a Raglayim Ledavar, a very strong impression is created that the Ritzicha only took place b'shoigeg? Again, Tosfos has two deos about whether Raglayim Ledavar is admissible or if it's inadmissible. If it's admissible, so then the Raglayim Ledavar mitigates the fact that there was enmity between the murderer and the victim, and therefore it will allow Beis Din to send the murderer into Galus and to exempt him from the Chiyuv Misa. However, if Raglayim Ledavar is inadmissible, so then all we're left with is the fact that the Soinei is a Reitzeach, and we would not be able to give him the Chiyuv Galus. So these are two nafkaminas that Tosfos gives about whether Raglayim Ledavar is admissible or not. So I would like to argue that this also is connected to the machlokas between Rashi and the Ramban. For Rashi, Raglayim Ledavar is inadmissible, and therefore the absence of Hasra leaves us with no way of determining whether the guy was a Shoigeg or a Mezid. And hence, if we don't require Hasra, it must be because there's absolutely no difference between Shoigeg and Mezid. But for the Ramban, who says that a person, we can determine, the court can determine whether or not the guy was a Shoigeg without Hasra, clearly the Ramban is relying on something akin to our Raglayim Ledavar to determine the difference between a Shoigeg and a Mezid.